somebody told me, well, that's a bad thing. You shouldn't do that. That's not nice. I never understood nice. I couldn't comprehend nice. Nice actually comes from an ancient French root that means weak or unable to confront. So I didn't want to be nice. I wanted to get the point across, but to speak impurely in the name of a holy God, as if you're speaking on God's behalf, that makes no sense. But even more to the point, to waste the power of articulate speech that God has given us. You see, what makes us in the image of God is that we have the power of speech, among other things. And so when I misuse speech in the name of the Lord for God's purposes, that makes no sense. And when I finally realized that, realized every time that I gave vent to that kind of thing, how it disappointed people, yes, that was a good enough reason to stop it. But more than disappointing people, it was misusing creative energy and causing what God intended for life and light and goodness to produce its opposite. Well, number five, another form of grumbling is self-pity. Self-pity is not loud-mouthed, except to your own ears. When it goes on inside of you, it takes up all the room in your head. And it's a form of grumbling against the Lord. It likes to recite back to itself all the things that have been deprived, all the things that you should have gotten that you didn't get, all the affection, all of the accolades, all of the respect, all of the honor at work, all of the proper responses that should go to someone of your standing, and you didn't get it, and you didn't get what belonged to you because of people's selfishness or whatever it is. Self-pity can easily fall over into the even darker mindset of envy. Self-pity and envy are closely related. And I remember hearing a woman say one time who had just been abandoned by her husband, how resentful she felt toward people who were in restaurants together and holding hands and showing affection to each other, how angry she felt at them. Now, look, I don't want to say it's normal. It's normal for fallen people. And I was grateful that this lady recognized that, because she told this to me as a confession, not as just a passing statement. She saw immediately the evil of it and brought it to a stop. And the way she brought it to a stop was by recognizing that she belonged to the Lord, and that her future was secure in Christ.